everybody. Today I am with two of the gentlemen from TerraLever, the company that created the game Zero Gravity, one of the first and only games running on Silverlight, 1-to-1 Alpha, is that what you called it?
The 1-1 Alpha.
1-1 Alpha. Now this is Scott. Now Scott is the director of strategy, and this is Casey. Casey's an interactive developer. We're going to start here with Scott. Scott, tell me first, for some of the people out there, what is TerraLever?
TerraLever is an online marketing company, which most people think websites.
Okay.
But what we really do is we leverage technology to help companies market themselves online. So this falls into us, into our category. We do game development, we do viral marketing, mm-hmm. Websites, email marketing, search engine marketing. So we do a lot of different things.
That sounds really fun. You get to put your hands in a whole bunch of different pots, shall we say?
Yeah.
Okay, and how did this collaboration between you and Microsoft and the idea to create this really adorable game called Zero Gravity, how did that come about?
We're curious about Silverlight. We've worked with the plugin that's public right now and checked that out. But we knew that there was a lot more in the Alpha 1-1 plugin. So we decided to try to put together a Twitch game, basically a quick play game, and try to use as many of the features of Silverlight as possible. Uh-huh. So we wanted to definitely have video, stream assets down, a lot of different things that the platform can do, and really put it through its paces with one application,
right.
One game design.
And you said it's only been out for just about a week now.
Yeah.
What are the reaction you've gotten so far?
It's been really good. I mean, we get a lot of people from the development community because
yeah.
they're very curious about how did we do it in the time span that we did it. The game was built in about, was it 4 weeks, Casey?
A little bit longer.
Yeah, a little bit longer. Not full-time either, so part-time development. But we, you know, the character in the game has a Facebook page and he has a MySpace account.
Right.
And we've done some things like that, that he's getting a lot of awareness.
So is that sort of how you're spreading the word just virally over the internet?
Absolutely, yeah. So we're getting, right now most of the hits that we're getting don't have anything to do with people searching on necessarily the name of the game, but just looking for a Silverlight game, or somebody said, you need to add this guy to your Twitter account.
Right.
It's hilarious.
Right. Yeah, no, he's in MySpace. Yeah. He's my MySpace friend.
Yeah. So, yeah, that kind of marketing has been
That's
great.
Awesome. I love that.
Yeah, and then the response we get from the community is, it's what we're looking for. You know, the people that aren't game developers are really just saying, this is a fun game. Check
yeah.
it out. And that's what we want. It shouldn't have anything to do with the fact that it's Silverlight or a different technology. We just wanted a fun game.
Okay.
So that's been great. And then on the developer side, there's been a lot of questions about
how
did it go? Was it hard? What was easy? What was difficult? And that's where kind of Casey comes in.
There you go. Apparently you want to go ahead and do that anyway. How did it go? Was it hard? Was it easy? No, let's talk about this. You're, more historically known as a Flash developer, right? You do Flash games.
Right.
So, like, what's initially when someone's like, now you're going to develop a game in Silverlight, what was your first, like, was there a fear that hit you or is it more excitement?
No, I had actually done work in C# before, so
okay.
I was kind of excited about it.
Yeah.
Getting a chance to learn something new, see something else in this space that was going to be available and what I could do with it.
And what were some of the obstacles got in your way?
A variety of things. Most of it was basically the fact that it's an alpha product and
uh-huh.
it's still in heavy development. So most of the things that I encountered I know are going to be fixed probably
okay.
in the beta or in the full release. So.
And is there anything that you could, like, something that, like, someone from our audience would understand as one of the obstacles that you encountered that you can see being fixed?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot of technical
okay.
things, a lot of very technical things. I don't know if you want to get into it. Basically, Silverlight is a subset of the CLR and the WPF framework.
Okay.
And some of the facilities that are available in those aren't available in Silverlight, and
mm-hmm.
then their absence is kind of a stumbling block. But a lot of things are going to be added in the future.
Yes,
so.
Absolutely. And so in the future, would you say you see Silverlight as becoming, an equivalent or if not even a better platform than Flash?
Definitely an equivalent. It's
okay.
basically got the potential to go in there and compete head-to-head with Adobe's platform, definitely. I think it'll take some time. I don't think that the 1.0 release is really going to...
Right. Well, I mean, that you can't really judge it on that. That's not fair to anyone.
Right. Yeah. The 1.1 release is what I'm really excited about. And that's the one that's really going to have impact, I think, in the development community and the design community.
Right. Now, you mentioned earlier reaching out towards the developer community. You guys are going to have user-generated levels?
We'd like to, yeah.
Yeah.
We have basically an XML-specified format for the game, all of its assets and whatnot. And so we used an internal tool to build the levels, and we'd like to get that out to the community. Once we figure out how we're going to do that and how we're going to incorporate the levels back into the game,
mm-hmm.
We'll probably release it, and hopefully we'll get some clever user-created levels out of it.
Let's take a look at the game right now. Now, if people wanted to play it, you're playing Lieutenant Bennett, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that
the
best way to find him, besides, the MySpace thing and the Facebooks and stuff? What's the best way for everyone out there to play Zero Gravity after installing Silverlight?
It's just go to ltbe.com. NNETT.com.
Yeah.
That's the URL. And you don't even have to install the plugin first. It'll prompt you to if you need it.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's it.
Let's take a look. Let's play the game.
All right, so the context
is... context is...
that Lieutenant Bennett's out in space and he's lost, and he wants to get back home, but every time he starts to make a little progress, he encounters one of these asteroids in space, and they interfere with him. So then he gets stranded out in one of these levels, and he has to navigate his way back to his ship. So the first few levels are kind of just an introduction to the game, its elements, what you can do, how you move around, and then the goal, getting into the ship and progressing to the next level.
Now, I see you're using, like, first-person shooter controls. Can you also use the arrows, or what's this game?
You can, except there's a bug in the framework right now in IE.
Okay.
Key downs don't work for the arrows.
Gotcha.
So if you're using Safari or Firefox or anything like that, the arrows work fine.
Okay.
So in this level, we're introducing teleports that will transition you to a different level or a different area on the board, but maintain your direction, and then tubes, which will change your direction.
Fun.
And then this next level is introducing...
How many levels are there?
There's 25 in total.
Okay.
The first five, like I said, are pretty much an introduction, and from there, it starts to progress into a fairly challenging puzzle game.
Yeah.
So we're here, we're just showing you how the paddles change the state of the board. And then you move on.
And how many people were on the development team?
Four, I believe.
Four?
There was actually two UI designers and two animators, and then me doing the code.
Very cool. Now, why don't you hop us to one of the really, like, more intense, complicated levels?
All right. I'll show you.
And what happens when you win? Does he get to go home?
You know, I haven't won it yet. I don't know exactly what happens, but...
I have a feeling you might have won.
Yeah, when he wins, he gets to go home. So,
okay,
and you're congratulated, and if you get a high score, you get to submit it, and then it's maintained throughout our entire, you know, list of scores, and then you can see your name on the ticker.
Very cool.
And he's getting pretty popular, so we're gonna put a contest around it or incentivize winning, maybe give away an Xbox or we're looking
Absolutely.
At some different
Very
things
cool.
we could do. Yeah, definitely.
So I don't even want to begin with what's going on this level. This is level 25. This is it.
Yeah, this is
so we don't want to teach people. Not that they'll ever get to this level, but no, I'm just kidding.
I hope they get to this level. The idea of the game is that hopefully it's addictive enough and fun enough that it'll inspire some people to actually make it through the game. I know some of the levels are difficult, probably more difficult than I intended them to be, but I think they're still fun. So.
And do you just actually get stuck in a level, or do I fly off the screen? Like, what happens if I just can't figure it out, or you just kind of...
You just restart.
Okay.
And there's no lives or anything like that, so
right,
you don't have to...
You need as many as you can get. Do you want to show me? Do you want to show me what happens when you win?
How to navigate this level? No, I don't want to show you how to navigate the level.
All right, well, it definitely looks like a lot of fun. And what do we have, any idea in the works? We've got, hopefully, user-generated levels coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to develop more games for Civilite, or do you want to do Zero Gravity 2? What are your plans?
I think on Zero Gravity, for sure, I think we want to get the level editor out. And then, I mean, our actual plan is we want to give the source code away.
Sure.
So, I mean, once it's done, it's been out there, and we feel good about it, that it's the way it should be, we want to just give it away. So
you really
want to
and get people excited about the platform.
Definitely. And then... I mean, we've been getting a lot of opportunity around WPF, which is just on the Windows platform, and then hopefully it'll continue with Silverlight. And if anybody needs a Silverlight game, we're more than happy to do it.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much, and thank you.
Thank you.
And when you guys, we're going to send you to the website to play the game, and when we turn the camera off, just kind of show them what happens when you win. Thank you.
Thanks.
Zero Gravity.
Thanks.